Welcome to the University of Warwick and congratulations on your honorary Doctor of Laws. Now, got in front of me a piece of paper here. It's got a list of all your honours, all your achievements. I haven't got enough time to read them all out. Are there any in particular that stand out to you as being particularly memorable?
Gosh, that's a difficult question because, you know, when I work at what I do, I'm very lucky. I'm passionate about what I do. I think that's the main thing. And I've never taken up a job that I didn't like. I think if I don't, I leave it aside. So every job is important and all the honours come, they're bonuses. I think when I was first woman of the year, I thought, gee, that's nice, you know. Then when I had my first honorary degree, that was nice, University of Newcastle in Australia. And then I became ambassador. I think that was very nice. First to the United Nations, then to the United States. And in my country, I was the first woman to be made an ambassador. And after me, other women were appointed. So it was good. And I guess when I left the United States after 16 years, the awards they gave me there were particularly satisfying because they were for diplomatic achievement, you know, recognizing what I had done during the 16 years. I had three diplomatic achievements. And one was from Asia Society, one was from the Journal Foreign Policy, and they instituted the award for that. And Department of Navy in Pentagon gave me an award for my public service. So that really made me feel, gosh, you know, they recognize the work, and I guess it's great. But I would have gone home quite happily too, you know, if the warts were not there. But it makes it particularly sweet when you have the awards. I have two jobs, you see. I work in the foreign ministry half-time, and I'm an ambassador at large there. I'm also the chairman of the Lee Kuan Yew Centre for Innovative Cities in the university, which is known as SUTD. In Singapore, I would just say SUTD, but here I would say Singapore University of Technology and Design. It's new, set up by Singapore and MIT.
And can you tell me a little bit more about that role?
In the university? Yes. Well, I came back from the United States as ambassador after 16 years, and I was asked if I would set up a research center known as the Lee Kuan Yew Center for Innovative Cities to do research on urbanization, urban forms, urban solutions, because today most analysis focus on cities as the analytical unit. People believe that in cities it is a microcosm of the macrocosm, and it is in cities that you can find solutions faster and implement it faster.
How do you find dividing your time between two roles? Is that a tricky thing to do?
Well, you know, I'm supposed to do 50% half-time, half-time. In truth, I work three-quarters of a day with one job, three-quarters of a day with another. You just have very long days. And I've learned to toggle, you know, because it's amazing that when you do work in today's world, work in one place really helps and assists work in another place. And I never stop. For instance, if I'm out on a foreign ministry trip or meeting people who are linked to my foreign ministry job, I suddenly would talk about cities and they would say, oh, I know so-and-so and you should go to this place. So one job feeds into the other. And the connections, the